Inner Traditions presents Our Cosmic Ancestry in the Stars, the Panspermia Revolution and the Origins of Humanity, by Chandra Wickramasinghe, PhD, Kamala Wickramasinghe, MA, and Jinsuka Tokoro, read by Paul Harrington.
Prologue. Our inalienable link to the cosmos. We predict that 10 years from now, our cosmic origin will be deemed as obvious as the sun being the center of the solar system is considered obvious today. Ask a schoolchild. Where did we come from? Who are we? Where are we heading? The answer without the slightest hesitation will be, we came from space, we are an assembly of cosmic viruses, and ultimately, we must return to the cosmos. With the pace of scientific discoveries in diverse fields from astrophysics to molecular biology that all point in the same direction, a long overdue paradigm shift from geocentric life to cosmic life appears destined to happen. The result of accepting the new paradigm will be far-reaching and profound. The oldest human remains, the remains of Homo sapiens sapiens, were recently discovered in a cave in Morocco and were dated at about 350,000 years ago. This new discovery pushes back the moment of human origin on Earth more than 100,000 years earlier than was hitherto thought. The theme of this book is that our own genes, DNA, the genes of modern humans, along with the genes of all life on Earth, predated Earth and originated in a vast cosmic context. All our important attributes of life were cosmically fashioned: instincts for combat, hunting, communication, complex social behavior, and curiosity were all cosmically derived. This deep connection with the universe is one of which we are instinctively aware, but so far have chosen to ignore. The tiniest of viruses, bacteria, microscopic animals such as tardigrades, and even seeds of plants have been discovered to be natural space travelers. They can survive in the harsh environment of space and can flit from planet to planet with impunity, building a complex, interconnected web of life throughout the cosmos. We humans are effectively part of this web of life. We are no more than complex assemblages of microorganisms, so we owe our links to the wider cosmos. The forces that drive us to ignore this connection will be one of the themes of this book. The beginnings of our story must go back to the time of classical Greece. In the 4th century BCE, the Greek philosopher Aristotle, pupil of Plato, tutor to Alexander the Great, made two assertions that were to change the course of history. The first was that the Earth was the physical center of the universe, that the stars, planets, and all heavenly bodies were...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?